The race for mayor is only a few days away, Phil. Even though the incumbent mayor, Sacha Rhodes Conway, has a lot more money, more name recognition, the power of incumbency, and won the primary by twice as many votes, I don't think this is over just yet.
Oh, absolutely not. In Madison politics, we can see some pretty dramatic swings from a primary to a general election. 4 years ago, didn't Paul Sogman win the primary and then lose the general election?
He did. But he wasn't behind by twice as many votes as Gloria Reyes was in the primary. Nonetheless, I think Gloria, she's got more of a grassroots campaign, and she did get the Wisconsin State Journal endorsement, Phil.
And that's like gold.
Well, we'll see about that. Let's talk about the race for mayor, Phil, on today's Center Stage with Milford and Hands, the Wisconsin State Journal's political podcast from the Sensible Center of Wisconsin Politics. I'm Scott Milford. I'm the opinion editor for the State Journal.
I'm Phil Hands. I'm the editorial cartoonist for the Wisconsin State Journal.
And we are one-third of the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board.
The more endorsable one-third.
So it's good to be back in the podcasting booth. It's been a while, Phil.
And I'm glad we're talking about the mayor's race because I'm getting people on the street kind of begging me, when are you going to talk about the mayor's race on the podcast, Phil? We want to hear about the mayor's race. Who are you endorsing? Why are you endorsing these candidates? People are seeing a ton of ads about the Supreme Court race.
Yeah.
Our airwaves are flooded with ads. Everybody knows how they're going to vote on that. But, you know, people in Madison know they're going to vote for mostly Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court. But both of these candidates for mayor are calling themselves progressives, so people don't know what to do. They're kind of confused as to who to support. The issues are more nuanced. The candidates are more nuanced. And so our input is very valuable to people.
Sacha Rhodes Conway has been in office for 4 years, though she got almost 60% of the primary vote. Reyes had about half of that. And the third place winner, or I guess loser, Scott Kerr, a longtime city employee, did wind up endorsing Gloria Reyes, and he got about 12%. So I think Gloria is a little closer than maybe the primary suggested, but she's still got a lot of ground to make up. More people are going to vote, though. I think more younger people are going to vote because of that Supreme Court race, which they're seeing as a vote on abortion rights and against gerrymandering. So then the question is, who do some of these kind of casual voters, when it comes to the spring election, who do they support? And that may be unclear at this point.
Gloria Reyes is a former Madison police officer, and she served on the school board and was president of the school board in Madison for several years. She grew up in Madison, had kind of a troubled childhood, and she credits the Madison school district with sort of straightening her out and saying – she says that Madison raised her. And so she's sort of – she's been here for forever, and she's – focused on some of those public safety and education issues in her campaign.
Both her parents were migrant workers, so she traveled a lot when she was a kid. She had to learn English while she was here, and she'd be the first mayor of color. She was a deputy mayor under Paul Sogman.
Grumpy Paul.
And she was CEO of a nonprofit that helps troubled kids. And she started Adelante, which is a group to help candidates of color get more support and get into the race. So she's got quite the life story and I guess the deeper roots than Sacha, who I think grew up on the East Coast, went to college on the West Coast, and really thinks about how cities operate and how they can improve. Her big things are transit, the BRT, and I think density and growth is another big one of Sacha's. Whereas Gloria, I think, is a little bit more prioritizing making sure that everyone in Madison has an opportunity. We call it equity in Madison. Have you heard that word before?
Equity. Have I heard that word before?
We talk a lot about it, particularly I think the predominantly white progressive establishment talks a lot about it. I think Gloria makes a powerful case for doing more specifically about it than just talking about
it. Are you saying she's going to walk the walk and not just talk the talk, Scott?
I think so. One of the votes that we highlighted in our endorsement for Gloria Reyes was a tough vote that came a year or two ago when the Madison School Board had to vote on who gets a job or who stays in a job, how much seniority for teachers in the school district matters. And Savion Castro, younger African-American member of the school board, and Gloria Reyes were really pushing for de-emphasizing seniority.
Because seniority benefits mostly older teachers who are generally whiter in Madison schools.
Right, because that's predominantly what our teaching staff is. That's starting to change. But so I'm just saying that was a tough vote. That was 4-3. And I think the results of that vote are we're going to have a more diverse teaching staff in Madison to better match the predominantly students of color who are a majority of our school children. So I'm just saying that's just one example. I think when she was a cop too, she started a group to help the police officers relate better to Latino kids in the community. She's definitely a cop with a big heart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On experience, I think they both have a lot of really good experience. The mayor, Satya's got more intense and in-depth experience as a mayor, I think.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows more about urban planning and urban policy at the city level than Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway does. I think she's just an expert in that.
She worked at the university at a progressive think tank on cities.
She's got a different type of experience than Gloria does. I mean, Gloria's got more of the experience of working with the community, but Gloria's got strong experience from being on the school board too. That's being president of the school board is not an easy job.
I think Gloria's more well-rounded.
Yeah.
And you can make your choice on, do I want Satya, who's just steeped in urban municipal policy, or do I want Gloria, who's broader than that, helped run the school district, has helped nonprofits and has been here longer, that sort of a thing. It's a different kind of an experience between these two.
You're right. And I think when we did our discussion for who to endorse, and we ended up choosing Gloria in the end, which people already saw. But I think I framed it as sort of a, you know, Satya's got a really strong vision for what Madison's future looks like with better transit, more density, and how are we going to, you know, Madison is a growing city, and she is going to do a really good job of preparing Madison for the future. I think Gloria's got a real good shot to heal some of the wounds that Madison has suffered and sort of ignored over the – I mean, we talk about equity and we talk about our disparities and we're finally acknowledging these things. But, you know, Madison is still not a great place for people of color to live. And I think Gloria probably is going to push to try and heal some of those wounds and make Madison a better place for people of color. And I think that's sort of – we decided as a board that was an important thing to do right now, even if I don't think Gloria's got as sound a vision of Madison's future.
Gloria's definitely going to pay more attention to those issues. She brought up, for example, minority entrepreneurship, minority home buying. Those sorts of things are, I think, definitely more of a priority for her because she's lived it.
Yeah.
Satya's studied it. But I don't know that she's lived it in a way that Gloria has. One of the things that we've talked a bit about Satya that can be frustrating if you're on the wrong side of her, but can be an attribute if you agree with her, is she can be kind of stubborn. I mean, in terms of leadership, she has just insisted we're going to get this BRT thing done.
Almost willed it to happen, it seems like.
She's apparently friends with Buttigieg, the U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary, which I'm sure doesn't hurt in terms of getting lots of federal money for the buses. But when she really wants to do something, she really stays at it, no matter what people say. Gloria's been saying that she hasn't really been paying attention to people or listening to people, and there's probably some truth to that. But I admire, in a way, her stubbornness. Like, even on some issues where we've been against her, where she didn't really care about a pedestrian mall on State Street, I sort of admire how stubborn she can be, even when so many people tell her to reconsider.
Well, I mean, the bus rapid transit in Madison happened very fast, and she's just driving right through it. And she didn't let Madison talk it to death. You know, I think Madison has a tendency to talk everything to death. And Satya Rhodes Conway just pushed through with this bus rapid transit. People didn't even know they were voting on the routes when they voted on the routes in the city council. They thought there was still time to change stuff. And nope, this is where it is. This is where it's going. It's going on the top three blocks of State Street. We don't like that. But she's pushing it through. And actually, maybe it's better that she just pushed it through and ran it down everybody's throats, because it's probably easier to change little things after it's already set up than it is to talk everything to death for months and months and months like they do in Madison.
I think our editorial board thought she was a little better on housing in terms of that same trait. And I don't know if stubbornness is necessarily the precise word, but she is committed to more density in the city where it makes sense, whether it's an extra little unit in somebody's backyard on the east side or whether it's 12-story building downtown.
She always says 15-story building. That's her talking point.
Well, in any case, I think she is a little more committed to density in housing. Now, there may be some neighborhoods where that doesn't make sense and she would want to put it in anyway. And I think Gloria is probably going to listen more to neighborhoods about things like that.
Maybe too much.
Yeah. But I think on those bigger issues of housing and transit, she's pretty good. The mayor has been.
I mean, I think part of that also stems from Satya didn't grow up here. And she's like me. I didn't grow up in Madison. I see Madison as this
carpetbagger.
I know. Beautiful, idyllic Midwestern city that's got all this potential. It's dense. Madison feels a lot more urban than where I grew up in Detroit. Even the densest parts of Detroit don't feel as vibrant and urban as the Capitol Square and State Street do.
Yeah.
And so Madison has this kind of European feel to it already in terms of feeling like a dense city. And I think people like me and Satya sort of see like it's sort of – I think she has this vision of Madison being an urban playground in the future, you know, with denser buildings, more transit, more people getting out of their cars, and Madison growing up and not out necessarily. And that's a vision she's got. And I think I share that vision with her a lot, but I think it also sort of – it can ignore how some people feel who've lived in Madison their entire lives, like Gloria.
And I still don't get on this whole – State Street pedestrian mall. I mean, she's taking the buses off the bottom half. And you and I have talked to now all 28 candidates for Madison City Council.
Can we just take a break and acknowledge how awesome we are for talking to all 28 of these city council members?
Yeah, we always learn a lot by doing that. But there are some that are sort of taking the Satya talking point on the bottom half of State Street. And it's just bizarre to me. So the buses are going to come off on the bottom and they just want us. And they say, oh, well, but we can't turn it into a pedestrian mall. What if a fire truck has to go down there? And we just need to let it sit there like it is. This giant cement area that we can't do more with, like trees or bands or kiosks. And it's just like, why just let it sit there if you're not going to have buses there? Do something special with it. And the fire trucks can develop a route there. But I just don't get why we'd sit there with an unused street.
By default, the lower three blocks of State Street, the 4, the 5, the 600 blocks, the blocks closest to campus. You know, I was running down the street on Sunday, and people are already using the street like it's a pedestrian mall there, basically, you know, in a lot of ways.
So maybe by default it's happening.
I think by default it's going to happen. But what drives me sort of nuts is the people's hesitancy to even sort of want to talk about, because it's going to, I mean, if Madison's going to turn more of State Street into a pedestrian mall, we're going to want a lot of community input and figure out how to do it right. And it's time to start thinking about that. And I think there are some people that are still sort of stuck in the, well, we can't do it because of the curbs and the, but
yeah,
if we're going to,
so I mean, let's get rid of the curbs.
I mean, you know, if we're going to redo the street anytime in the next 10 years, we need to start talking about it now, you know, and it's probably time to redo the street in 10 years. We redid it 10 years ago. It's probably time to start thinking about redoing the street, taking out the curbs, adding more trees, adding more event spaces. And we, you know, It's possible to get there, but there are too many people in Madison, city council candidates and led by the mayor, who have sort of dismissed this.
Yeah, but I just don't get then what is their vision? A barren street? It's just so blah. I just can't believe the mayor doesn't have a better counter to what's going to happen there than, oh, we're just going to let it sit and rot.
Yeah, I think there's...
And maybe in 10 years we'll think about it.
They're still fighting the fight over the BRT on the top three blocks, I think. And I think...
I guess that's probably true. You know, that's more the focus. And yeah, it's not her idea. It wasn't something that she's committed to, so she's not going to spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
In any case, I definitely think Reyes is better on that issue. And I think on public safety, Reyes would be better, not just because she used to be an officer, but I think she just has more interest in it. It just, you know, when it comes to things like public safety and our public schools, Gloria seems interested and invested in those, and Satya is really about housing and transit and those kind of things.
The way that even Satya in our meeting sort of said, the schools from you know, 8 to 3, that's the school board's duty. You know, I don't even think about what the schools are doing, which I guess she's saying that, you know, she's not getting involved in the schools and that she doesn't want to interfere with what the school board's doing. But also, but from Gloria's perspective, when she was on the school board, she felt like there wasn't a lot of collaboration with the city when they needed some key collaboration to do things. And Madison schools, we are now a district, a school district with declining enrollment. And that hurts our entire city if people feel like our schools are not the best option for their children. And so I think Gloria is going to be laser focused on, you know, building up our schools and selling our schools. Like, our schools are doing a lousy job of selling themselves
Yes.
right now. I mean, there are some incredible bright children in the Madison Public Schools, like our your daughter went, your daughter who's at Northwestern right now was a star at La Follette, you know, in terms of academics and athletics, you know. Great story. My son's doing great at West High School, and there's so many brilliant kids at West High School, but we don't hear about it. We just hear about fights at East, and, you know, the school's doing a lousy job of touting all the good work that's being done.
Yeah, and I think all of our kids, my two and your two, have had a good experience at Madison schools.
I wouldn't change it. Yeah, they've had a great time.
But boy, the communications there is not very good, I don't think. I agree with you. I think they talk about things so often, like we can't have a single officer in a school, and that just projects this image of Madison schools aren't safe.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's true. I'm just saying I think a lot of the things Madison talks about don't do a very good job of selling our schools.
I had a guy call me up on the phone, and he was from rural Wisconsin, and he was sort of saying, how can anybody send their kids to Madison schools? Like, well, I send both my kids to Madison schools, and they love it. You know, they really enjoy it. They're having a great time, and they're excelling and finding friends and relationships and having diverse classrooms and great teachers. And
but our kids are white, too, and are supported a lot by us. And
yes, we give them a lot of privileges.
And so that's a lot of the issue is that there are outcomes that aren't working, and I think Gloria is much more in tune to that.
Oh, yeah.
What's not working and how we can help make it work, and how the city and the school district are really need better coordination when it comes to the next generation.
But I remember Gloria when we interviewed her for school board back in the day, she talked about how, you know, her son, who is a Latino, you know, boy, you know, was having trouble studying classes because of disruptions. And that was a concern to her. And that's something that so many people in Madison school boards are refused to even acknowledge, that there are disruptive kids that can disrupt learning and makes learning difficult.
Yeah.
And that it's a problem.
Yeah. And we can't keep losing kids. It's not just demographics. We are losing kids to the suburbs and online schools and other places because parents don't feel like either Madison schools are safe or that they're not challenging for their students or that the student can't get a good education because of disruptions, et cetera. And we really need to turn that around.
So I think that was one of our key factors with our endorsement of Gloria was that I just felt like she cared about the schools more.
And like I said, public safety. I think that
– and that's a big issue, and we can go into that now.
Yeah. I thought Gloria made a really good point that a lot of the things on public safety that Satya is crowing about – sort of came out of work that Gloria had been doing for Soglin as a deputy mayor.
Yeah, because wasn't she the deputy mayor for public safety?
Some of Satya's initiatives, like taking, you know, a speed limit from 25 down to 20
in a
residential
neighborhood. To detour reckless driving.
People can almost run that fast. I don't think that's going to do anything for these reckless, crazy drivers in the Beltline. And I'm sure Satya would say, well, that's not the point of that. But it does seem like Satya has more of a big government attitude to things, like if we just, well, we'll just lower the speed limit, we won't have as many speeders. And life just doesn't work that way, I don't think.
We should have asked more people what they thought about, like, speed bumps and traffic circles.
Remember traffic calming.
Remember, I think that could be a solution to more, you know, that's one way to get people from going 80 miles an hour down East Washington is you add some speed bumps and...
Well, or what you do is you put in the, which even the old timers are getting used to, like me, the roundabout. Which the smart engineers tell us often work a lot better than a stoplight.
Yeah. But I wonder, I'm hearing now from sort of older people, they're concerned about reckless drivers who used to hate speed bumps and roundabouts. And
I think now
they're sort of being turned into them.
Hated, yeah, they really hated roundabouts. Remember, roundabouts were like, there was sort of the... We hate swirly light bulbs and we hate roundabouts.
Yeah.
And that was like 15 years ago. Those were like the top issues of some
old cranks.
Yeah. But that quickly passed.
Yeah. An issue that is you know, sort of typical of the mayor and maddening is her refusal to deal with body cameras.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't get that
and
either.
And to support body cameras on police officers. And
which Reyes supports.
Reyes is wholeheartedly supportive. I mean, most of the police officers, I mean, the cops want the body cameras for the most part.
Yeah, and most of the candidates of color we have spoke to are enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. It's,
some of them have had firsthand experience with them.
It's such a Madison thing, too. Oh, you're going to talk about the firsthand experience. We talked to one city council candidate who... Amani Latimer Burris, who cited an incident where she was pulled over by Monona police officers, charged with something, and in court demanded to see the body, you know, camera footage, and the body camera footage told a different story than what the cop had told in his report, you know, and so.
And the Madison police chief, who, by the way, is a black man, is wholeheartedly wants these body cameras. Noble Ray, who is a black man, wholeheartedly wanted and was the police chief of Madison, wholeheartedly wanted body cameras and wishes he had had them. And yet Satya says, well, they don't do any good preventing police from doing bad things. And then they don't seem to do a good enough job holding them accountable. So let's just not do them. It seems to be her view. And I get that, sure, there's always some costs, but... In this day and age where cameras have obviously helped convict people, whether it's George Floyd, I mean, there were passers-by cameras that were key to that, but there were body cameras that the images that were used in court.
In the George Floyd case, the body cameras showed that the force used against George Floyd was not necessary because of, you know, I mean, you know, the bystander footage showed his death, which was tragic and horrible. But the body camera footage shows the cops' overreaction in the first place.
Well, and similarly in Memphis, where the mayor's like, oh, it was the camera on the light pole. That's all that mattered.
Our mayor is saying that, yeah.
Our mayor was saying that. But there were body cameras on the officers that showed that they were not doing a professional job of getting him out of the car and figuring out what was going on and what they were saying. There was a lot of value to that. And even here in Wisconsin, we've had examples like Sterling Brown, the NBA player in Milwaukee, being totally harassed and hazed. And if there hadn't been body cameras on the officers, I'm sure he probably would have been cited for something.
Yep.
And the officers never would have been disciplined.
I mean, in Memphis, the initial police report said that the subject fled and then experienced cardiac arrest. I mean, like, the police report, they lied about beating the crap out of the guy, you know, and it's just...
And this is part of the John Lewis, the legislation at the national level in honor of him has pushed body cameras. Sheila Stubbs here in Madison has pushed it at the state level. And then for some reason, the... You know, white progressive power structure, again, just doesn't want to do body cameras on officers.
And it's
even though other cities do that.
I think that's what's maddening about the issue with cameras. And it's sort of typical, a lot of issues with Madison. Like a lot of other cities have figured this out. They have policies that work and they figured out how to pay for it. And I think they're seeing studies and results. And Madison's like, we got to talk about this for another 10 years. You know, they just refuse to sort of see what somebody else has done and say, we can just do this. We have to – in Madison, we have to reinvent the wheel every time we implement a new policy.
Yeah. The other issue, I guess it's more than one, but sort of when it comes to taxes, the economy and budgeting, I think there was some disagreement by our editorial board. But I think Reyes is better on those. I think that she's – at our meetings, she actually can say the word taxes and taxpayers.
And taxpayers, if it's not a dirty word.
And the mayor doesn't seem to have, you know, is more concerned with how are we going to get enough money to spend. And it's not that Reyes is going to be a tight, you know, a tightwad. She's
going to be a progressive when it comes to budgeting.
Absolutely, yeah. But I mean, she seems to have a little more sympathy for taxpayers than the mayor. And I think on the economy, she'd be a little better with helping minority businesses. It is worth noting that the chamber did endorse Satya, even though it didn't the last time around. No. So there is some support in the business community for Satya.
I think Gloria is going to, you know, we endorsed her. She's going to be a great candidate. I was really disturbed with her lack of knowledge on the bus rapid transit and the transit redesign. She was conflating these two issues. She's been conflating these two issues throughout the campaign. You know, one's the, you know, the fast buses that go from one side of town to the other side of town, and the other is moving routes along to serve those fast buses. And she conflates the two all the time. And I'm nervous that she doesn't quite get the whole transit thing. And I was also disturbed when we asked about how are we going to encourage more people to get downtown without using cars. And she was very dismissive of that idea, that we should do anything to try and convince people to get on buses. And I think I'm worried that she sort of lives in a world where buses are just for poor people and they're not a reliable mode of transit for most people.
Yeah, on your first point, I'm not sure I agree, but on the second point, I did. I was surprised that she didn't want to encourage people to get on the bus more. I don't know why we wouldn't do that when we live on a narrow isthmus. On the city budget, I mean, you know, some of our board members thought she wasn't really saying much about how she'd deal with this supposed budget calamity we're facing, but I don't know. I'm not sure I buy that. It seems like Madison always has a budget calamity, and it still raises spending 6% and
raises taxes a ton
and starts 5 new programs. So I don't know. And, you know, if the budget is in such terrible shape, I mean, Satya has more to do with that than Gloria. So I'm not sure I buy that she's not wouldn't be good on the budget. I think she's dealt with a lot of budgeting. But overall, you know, we concluded that, yeah, Satya is the safer choice. Satya is the more the choice for consistency, for transit and housing, if you like the way that the city is headed on those issues. And I think Gloria is a little bit more of a risk, but when it came down to it, our editorial board chose that, to take that risk in part to have a safer city and have a city that's better connected and focused on schools and young people, and to really do something specific when it comes to helping people who don't have as many opportunities in Madison.
People who feel like Madison has left them behind a lot. And that's a good wrap of our endorsement. But I was just wanted to say one other thing before we sort of wrap this whole discussion up, which was I noticed an interesting divide in Madison this year. We saw this in the city council race, and I saw it in a lot of the mayor's races and a lot of the city council races, which was that we're seeing a lot of candidates of color who were sort of presenting a more conservative vision of the city. You know, they're worried about single-family home ownership, worried about schools, worried about public safety, where we have a lot of, you know, more white progressive candidates more focused on transit and zoning changes and changing neighborhoods in different ways. And that's an interesting divide. I think people sort of assume that people of color are always going to be the more progressive option, you know, going to have more progressive values. But that's not the – I don't think that's always the case. And I think these people are, you know, they live in neighborhoods. They're concerned about neighborhood safety. They're concerned about whether their children are able to buy homes. They want their kids to have home ownership as an option. And all of these apartments being built in Madison are not home ownership options.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would use the word conservative. I might use the word pragmatic. I think that
– well, they're less progressive.
Well, sure. They're less as far to the left. Gloria is not a conservative.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
But I would argue that she's in lots of ways more conservative than Satya.
I would argue in lots of ways she's more pragmatic than Satya.
Okay.
But you're
scared of the C word in Madison.
Well, I just think it's almost a joke to – there's often, you know, oh, well, he's the more conservative person on the city council. And it's like, Oh, yeah. He was for Bernie Sanders last time instead of Biden, and he's the conservative. I mean, it's kind of that thing, is that Madison, it's sort of the old joke, is what do you call conservative Madison? A Democrat. You haven't drawn either one of these candidates during the campaign, have you?
No, I haven't. Their debates have been very civil so far, so there hasn't been a lot of fodder for that. Plus, I've been too busy interviewing all these city council candidates to draw cartoons.
Yes. Well, God bless us for interviewing all of them, and God bless these candidates for running. I mean, it's great, as we often say, it's great for democracy that we have so many competitive races, 14 out of 20 for city council. It's not so great for our schedules.
No, it's not. And I think either way, Madison's going to be in good hands. Both Gloria Reyes and Sasha Rhodes Conway are both really strong women, smart women, who can lead our city into the future. We just think Gloria's going to be a better pick.
Our theme music is by Tube Tester.